Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The war in Gaza has sparked a spike in incidents of anti-Semitism in this country, as well as a rise in Holocaust denial. Well, today, New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer will announce legislation to make sure, as is said, we never forget. Let's get the story live from our Glenn Chuck.
Gottheimer's federal bill would direct the U.S. Holocaust Memorial and Museum to create a new curriculum for schools and do it as quickly as they can and get it around America that Gottheimer says would be essential to understanding the Hamas attack on Israel 2 years ago tomorrow.
We cannot and will not forget what happened on October 7th or the pain families still carry. And we've seen a huge surge of anti-Semitism since.
Now, the stats, according to the ADL, in just the year following the attacks, cases of anti-Semitism spiked 210% nationwide, and the numbers in New Jersey are not good. The Jersey is ranked third highest for most anti-Semitic incidents in the last 2 years. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Stepped-up security in New Jersey after a rabbi was attacked over the weekend. This happened on Sussex Road in Bergenfield at around 2 Sunday afternoon, where police say a driver stopped his car, got out, and assaulted the rabbi, who NorthJersey.com identifies as Avraham Wine, an assistant rabbi at Congregation Keter Torah in Teaneck. The suspect is identified as 40-year-old Jeffrey Zinichella from Ridgefield Park. He is charged with two counts of assault. The Tree of Life traveling exhibit is opening at the Museum of Jewish Heritage in Lower Manhattan. It explores anti-Semitism in the U.S., including the October 27, 2018 synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh. Exhibit CEO Carol Zawatsky.
One of the objects that visitors will be able to see is a prayer book, a siddur, with a bullet hole through it, damaged by the killer's bullet. To me, that is really the most poignant object. People who came together simply in the act of prayer and what hate can look like.
She says the exhibition is also a demonstration of the resilience of the Jewish people.
So key to what we are creating as Jews, we'll never allow ourselves to be defined by our killers, rather by the robust, creative, celebratory Jewish life that we continue to live.
The exhibit is open through November 8th. A popular social media account that showcases the diversity of New Yorkers and humanity as a whole is coming to Grand Central Terminal, and 1010 Winds got a sneak peek of Dear New York.
For the next 2 weeks, throughout the entire terminal and subway tunnels, you won't be seeing advertisements anymore. You'll be reading and seeing stories of everyday New Yorkers.
What I think we achieved was to create enough moments throughout this building where every person who passes through feels something.
Brandon Stanton, the creator of Humans of New York, says it was a goal of his to turn the place where everyone heads into one single piece of art.
You're going to see every type of person, every type of story, every type of viewpoint, every this type of culture, and that's New York.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Grand Central Station.
The installation was produced in partnership with the MTA, the Juilliard School, Pentagram, Corin Studios, and the New York City Public Schools. Royalties from Stanton's Humans of New York book will benefit both city art programs and charities around town. This week is Banned Books Week, with the New York Public Library System holding a series of programs to showcase those very titles. NYPL Director of Education Brian Bannon tells 1010 Winds at a time of record book challenges, this is about standing against censorship.
We have a range of materials that represent a whole range of ideologies, perspectives, points of views, and there's likely going to be things in our collections that are going to be uncomfortable to just about anybody. But our job is not to censor that. Our job is to make those ideas available.
The events include writing workshops, teen discussion panels, author talks, and more, with a number of events to be live streamed. You can get the schedule at nypl.org. The Yankees are once again facing elimination after a 13-7 beatdown in Toronto. The final nail in the coffin came in the fourth inning when Vlad Guerrero Jr. hit a grand slam off Will Warren. Game three of the AL Division Series shifts back to the Bronx. Yankee manager Aaron Boone, confident his team can take advantage of playing in front of the home crowd.
Baseball's a funny game. I know we'll show up and ready to go expecting to win Tuesday night. So feels like the world's caving in around you, and you know, you lose two games like that in their building where it doesn't go right, but all of a sudden you go out there and win a ball game on Tuesday.
First pitch, 8:08. On the campaign trail over the weekend, Zohran Mamdani talked affordable housing while speaking at Cornerstone Baptist Church in Bed-Stuy.
Faith-based organizations have 92 million square feet that could be used to build housing. And I've seen so many churches want to do that, but they can't find partners in city government.
Andrew Cuomo says he's the guy who built things, the Second Avenue subway, the Cuomo and Kosciuszko bridges. Speaking on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures, he also said public safety is job one in NYC.
New Yorkers will not support defunding the police, limiting the police, doing away with misdemeanors, legalizing prostitution, legalizing drug trafficking. It would be anarchy in New York City.
Among other stops over the weekend, Curtis Sliwa marched in the 88th Pulaski Day Parade. Tomorrow, Sliwa will sit down with me for a live chat across our social media platforms. That begins at 12 noon. Be sure to join us then.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carman Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.